the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. We have a show that's designed to help you learn how to take control of your genes with your lifestyle so that you can live at a higher quality every day. One of the interesting things, and we have a couple of keys for this half hour, or this hour, if you will, coming up. Of course, at 17 after the hour, Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic, what's not? He's going to talk about first what's not toxic, a Pac-Man algae that eats heavy metal toxic sludge. We're going to have to ask him what comes out the other end. If they're eating the toxic heavy metals, how do they get rid of the algae? Second, 33 brain cancers in a small town near a vinyl chloride plant. The plaintiffs are going to get their day in court. We're going to hear from Gary what that means. Swimming pools, stay away from them. They look like they're a sink for personal care chemicals and dangerous to you. And loom bands, the safety of a popular craft toy is questioned. I've got to find out what even a loom band is. We're going to also talk in this half hour, in this hour. And by the way, you can get all 14 years of our shows archived at RadioMD.com. RadioMD.com has all of our archives, and usually by Tuesday of the week after, if you miss a show or miss an hour, they have the first and second hours archived, usually by Tuesday afternoon of the week after. So you can go to RadioMD, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, go to the archives, and you can find out all the shows all the way back to 2001, I think. Sometime in this hour, we're going to talk about music for kids, improving cognitive function, and a nanofilter that clears environmentally hazardous industrial byproducts, as well as what obesity does to your rate of aging. But in fact, this is a segment where fast food, I want to talk about this story. Fast food consumption is linked to lower test score grades in eighth graders. This was a study of 11,740 students, and they were tested in reading, literacy, mathematics, and science in both fifth and eighth grades. So the change in their scores from fifth grade to eighth grade correlated inversely with how much fast food they have. So the ones, and there were only 29%, did not have any fast food before the week of the test. Those that had no fast food had the highest gains in score. Those that had the most fast food, 10% ate it 4 to 6 times a week, had the lowest gains in test score. So depending on your rate of amount of eating fast food was inversely proportional to your gains in scores on reading, literacy, mathematics, and science between fifth and eighth grade. How big a difference? It was a 20%. It is a huge change. 20% difference. The children who ate fast food just 1 to 3 times a week also had lower growth compared to the non-eaters, but only in one subject, math. So the more frequently the children reported eating fast food in fifth grade, the lower their growth in reading, math, and science test scores by eighth grade, and it was a 20% difference. That's a huge difference. So what's the message? Is it caused by the fast food consumption or caused by obesity that fast food is associated with? We don't know. Is it caused by the better nutrients in non-fast food? Again, we don't know. But fast food does link certain nutrients that help with cognitive dysfunction, and they are high in fat and sugar, which decreases memory processes. So this is a very, very important study because of how large it was. But it looks like it is a association study rather than cause and effect? Is it just because the kids who are given fast food have less time with their family, less growth in other things? That's what the fast food purveyors would have you believe. But we don't know that. We don't know whether it is a direct cause and effect or whether it is an association. My guess is it's an association, not a direct cause and effect, although clearly the foods or the nutrients in fast food are less quality than otherwise. Excuse me. When Gary Ginsberg comes, we're going to talk about those important things, such as, to me, it is this new Pac-Man, if you will, of all the things. It's the Pac-Man algae that eat toxic metal sludge. Maybe our fish could be made healthier by having this Pac-Man algae around, but then you got to get rid of the Pac-Man algae, and we'll find out from Gary how that is done. Now, one of the other really interesting things is a new report from Cancer Research in the United Kingdom. This looked at all of the cancers from 2007 to 2011, and they said at least 4 in 10, maybe 8 in 10 of the cancers could be prevented if people lived healthier lives. Obviously, you've got to die of something, but preventing it from dying of cancer. Cancer is an awful, frightening way of dying. Anyway, they looked at unhealthy diet from processed food, obesity, alcohol, sun damage, and, of course, tobacco. And when you look at it, that is at least 600,000, maybe 1.2 million of their 4 million total cancers were caused by lifestyle changes. It's enormous. So the answer seems to correspond with the data from Swedish men and from the U.S. nurses. Those who live the healthiest lifestyle, that is, do just 5 things in lifestyle, those who do those 5 things have a 80 to 90% reduction from ages 50 to 80 in heart disease, cancer, stroke, kidney failure, and all major life effects. That is, avoiding tobacco, having a waist that's half your height, having a normal blood sugar with or without drugs, having a normal blood cholesterol with or without drugs, having a normal blood pressure with or without drugs. Just those 5 things, and you reduce your risk of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, cancers from ages 50 to 80 by 80% in the Swedish men's study, by 90% in the U.S. nurses study, and in this retrospective analysis from the United Kingdom, it looks like you reduce the risk of cancers at least 4 in 10, maybe 8 in 10. Now, when we get to what Gary Ginsberg is going to talk about, we're going to talk about a number of environmental things. One of the things I want to ask him about, and I don't know whether we'll have enough time, so I'm going to just set it now, is there's a nanofilter. Nanocellulose-based filters have high purification capacity for hazardous chemicals, such as are reduced in industrial effluents that go into our common water supply. And the question is, can we use this, these nano clearance mechanisms, to clear up our water and our water-containing things? Well, they're using it in Spain to get rid of copper, iron, silver, dyes, nitrates, and the like, and it seems to be working in small scale. We'll talk to Gary Ginsberg about that when we return on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD, where, of course, the call letters mean stay well. When we were in the first hour, I want to just mention, in case you missed the first hour, the molecular mechanism behind the health benefits of calorie restriction seem to have been uncovered, at least one of the mechanisms. We'll talk about whether you can get the benefits without the calorie restriction. We'll be right back with Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic, what's not, on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. Prevalief.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Today, you brushed your teeth, you skipped the floss, you combed your hair, you took the train, you did the crossword, you missed 22 across, you went to work, you had a meeting, you ate your lunch, you had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike and my favorite segment of the show, Gary Ginsberg's What's Toxic, What's Not segment. And Gary, I've got to tell you, you're going to educate me. I may be the only person who doesn't know what loom bands are. But before we get to that, what's not toxic is one of the subjects, a Pac-Man algae eating, the Pac-Man algae that eat heavy metal toxic sludge. Tell us about that, and then what do you do with the algae after you're done eating?
Well, I always like to talk about what's not toxic, because not everything is bad for us or bad for the environment. And here is a case of a polluted tin mine in Cornwall, England, in which they've had to deal with the heavy metal sludge for over a decade now, and slowly cleaning it up until somebody came up with the bright idea to bioremediate it, which means to use biology or to use the biota, you know, microbes or some form of organism to eat up or absorb out the toxins. And so we've heard about bacteria slowly breaking down some kinds of bacteria. We've never heard of a way to get rid of metals, heavy metals. And at this tin mine, they are now experimenting, and this has a lot of problems, with algae. So algae are known to do a variety of different things. We can now make high-grade cooking oil from algae grown in vats, like beer fermentation vats. Out in California, they're experimenting with that. Well, at this mine, they have discovered in the reeds and the weeds outside the mine, they discovered algae growing that were resistant to the heavy metals. Not a lot grows in a toxic waste sludge, but these reeds and the algae on the reeds were growing. And they discovered that the algae are very resistant to the metals, but could take up the metals. We're talking about arsenic and cadmium and lead, really toxic things that most forms of wildlife and plant life would succumb to. So anyway, this algae now, they're harvesting and growing it out in vats. And they feel that if they pump the toxic sludge into these vats, the algae will absorb out and actually live on the arsenic and the cadmium and the lead. And then they could then crush down the algae and, get this, recycle the metals into electronics, which there is some heavy metals that does go into electronics. So isn't that wild? You could take algae, suck out the heavy metals from toxic sludge, and then recycle it. And then
it's a double recycling process. You're not only getting rid of the toxin, but you're actually using it in a constructive way.
It's actually a triple. Yeah, you're right, Michael, but it's actually a triple piece, because they also feel that these algae will be able to generate energy. So it'll also make a biofuel at the same time out of some of the other materials in the toxic sludge. So a triple winner there, which that's what we need. You know, we need those kinds of innovations for the environment to get rid of the toxicity and to promote healthier energy sources in the future. And algae, I think, is going to be a key to a lot of innovation as we go forward.
Isn't that great? Now, one of the things, because I was worried what was going to eat the algae, the other one that I've heard like this is, in fact, one of the ways we clean up the land in Ohio is plant ragweed. Ragweed concentrates the mercury and lead in the ground very effectively into its plant. And then there's a ragweed recycling plant. There are only apparently two in the United States that do this. Well, one's in Michigan, so they have to ship the ragweed there to get recycled and to do exactly what you're saying, to get the heavy metals out of the ragweed so that it's not just recycled into nature.
Yep, and poplar trees are very fast-growing trees that are known to suck toxins out of the ground and can be used to bioremediate at toxic waste sites. So our approach is, the old days, you know, we would just get a big shovel and fill up dump truck after dump truck, getting rid of all the contaminated soil. And yeah, if you're in a rush, you might need to do that. But if you could take a little bit more time and bioremediate it, it may be a much less invasive solution.
Now, 33 brain cancers in a small town near a vinyl chloride plant. The plaintiffs get their day in court. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is the town of McCollum Lake Village. Ridge, I'm guessing about 100 miles south of Chicago in McHenry County. And the residents there lived for a long time without knowing that they had a very harsh carcinogen in their drinking water called vinyl chloride. And the plant up the road, about a mile up the road in Ringwood, Illinois, just a mile up the road, they were putting that chemical into the ground. And so a court case that I've been following pretty closely that has gone through lots of serpentine twists and turns, epidemiology trying to prove that there was a brain cancer cluster. I mean, 33 brain cancers, three people got the same type of brain cancer living right next to each other. So really clustered, and the epidemiology was really questioned in court, but I think it was pretty undeniable. The toxicology was also questioned on the grounds of whether vinyl chloride causes that kind of cancer. I mean, it's clear that vinyl chloride causes liver cancer. Does it cause brain cancer? Anyway, but the dots were connected enough. But now, a settlement, after 8 years of following the case, a settlement was made, and this went all the way to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, because the company that was responsible is based in Pennsylvania. The 33 brain cancer cases, I don't know what they won't say, what they're very tight-lipped, what the total settlement is for, but it must be for a significant amount, because the lawyers for the plaintiffs were pretty happy. But, you know, the bottom line here is that, you know, have your eyes open if you are on a private drinking water well. You really want to know what's in your area. And these people were a mile away. And a mile seems like a long distance when you're walking the dog. But it's not that far when it comes to chemicals traveling underground in groundwater and getting to people's drinking water supplies. So if you're on your own well, you want to make sure at least once or twice while you're living in that house, maybe every 5 years if you're living pretty close to things like gas stations and old farms, test the well to make sure it doesn't have a carcinogen like this in it.
Okay, rather than go to the story about the swimming pool being a sink for personal care products, I've got to find out, what are loom bands?
Okay, loom bands are a spreading wave of I'll call it a craft toy. It's things that little kids can weave together, sort of like childhood crochet, where it's based on these plastic wristbands that you could string together and make like a bikini out of, make like a little dress out of, make like a handbag out of. And kids are really enjoying the craftiness and the colorfulness because, you know, they're all different colors of plastic. But the problem is it's like 40% phthalate. And around little kids who like to chew on things, they will be able to absorb the phthalate out of the beaded material and into their mouth and get exposure that way. Just recently in Scotland, four separate cases of the kids inhaling the fine, small material that you'd be weaving together, the bands, they inhaled it and had to go to the emergency room to get these things pulled out of their nose. So fairly shocking that a toy could do that to a kid, where it was small enough particles and they spend up close time to it that actually involved too much material and it clogged them up and they couldn't breathe.
You've been listening to Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com, what's toxic, what's not, the segment I enjoy most. Hopefully you do too. We'll be back right away with Gary next week and right away with more on You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. One of the things that I had when I was a kid was mumps, and a lot of us, when we were growing up, had those viral diseases such as mumps, rubella. A lot of those things we had because that's what kids have when they don't get immunized. And we didn't get immunized when we were growing up. We got the diseases, chickenpox, etc. Well, mumps sometimes caused hearing loss. And with that hearing loss, I didn't learn how to play a musical instrument very well. At least that's what I think. I think my problem with hearing, my problem in not hearing tones correctly, stemmed from some of those chicken pox like rubella, if you will, measles, mumps, diseases. And one of the hazards, I think, was I didn't learn how to play an instrument well. Well, one of the stories this week is in fact about learning how to play a musical instrument. This was a study of MRI, magnetic resonance data, and it was 232 children ages 6 to 18. The researchers conducted brain scans, that is MRI scans, to measure brain development associated with playing a musical instrument. Music playing altered the motor areas of the brain because activity requires control and coordination. It increased, it thickened that area of white matter in their brain responsible for that. Even more important to Hudziak, H-U-D-Z-I-A-K, who was the physician who led this group, was that the changes in behavior-regulating areas of the brain. Music practice increased the thickness of the part of the cortex that relates to executive functioning, including working memory, emotional content, as well as organization and planning for the future. That is, learning how to play a violin, that's what they tested specifically, increased your brain development and thickness. And it plays a critical role in inhibiting inhibitory control as well as aspects of emotional functioning. A violin, the implications of this work by Hudziak are, might help a child battle psychological disorders even better than a bottle of pills. So the entirety of a young person's environment, parents, teachers, friends, pets, and extracurricular activities clearly contribute to psychological health, Hudziak said. But such statistics, when taken in the context of the neuroimaging results, these brain scans they got when these kids were listening to Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, gives evidence of the vital importance of finding new and innovative ways to make music training more widely available to youth beginning in childhood. That is, learning Tchaikovsky, in essence, improved the kids' brains, and not just for the short term, but it looks like for the long term. That's really very, very impressive data. Now, there's another study that really gives very impressive data that is probably totally unexpected. And this is a study from the United States, but was done in Bangladesh. And in Bangladesh, daily maternal supplementation with a normal prenatal multivitamin, which has 15 different minerals and vitamins, was compared with just getting iron folate, that is the standard thing that has been done in Bangladesh, before and after childbirth. Now, the extra prenatal multivitamin, which was literally 13 more things, did not reduce all-cause infant mortality, but it did result in significant reductions in preterm birth, low birth weight, failure to thrive, and some other key things. That, what does this mean? It means that, as we've been saying all along, every woman who is in the potentially pregnant era should get a prenatal multivitamin for 3 months before she gets pregnant till after breastfeeding is completed. So this was done in Bangladesh, and it obviously is poor maternal nutrition is common there, but this technique of the maternal prenatal multivitamin decreased preterm deliveries, essentially wiped them out, and preterm deliveries are a very expensive thing. So this looked at 44, and to tell you how big this study was, 44,567 pregnant women in Bangladesh were randomly assigned to receive the supplements containing the 15 micronutrients or the iron folic acid alone. At 6 months, no change in infant mortality, as we said. But if you look at it, there were 764 deaths in the iron folate, 741 deaths. So not statistically significant, but numerically greater. If you look at multiple micronutrients and stillbirths, Again, a reduction of about 10%, not statistically significant. And if you look at low birth weight, again, about a 10%, 15% reduction. But again, that was statistically significant, but we don't know whether it made a difference in overall well-being of the child after age six. So what did we learn from this study on multiple micronutrients versus iron and folate? Iron and folate aren't enough to decrease birth defects, aren't enough to decrease preterm babies, aren't enough to have a normal maternal nutrition. You need more than iron folate. You need a prenatal multivitamin given repeatedly. Now, I suppose I should take questions, but I'm going to plunge ahead rather than taking some questions, because there's two more that I really want to get to. One more that is really key, and then I want to answer a question that a reader asked us on one of the subjects today. So this is a life choice behind 4 in 10 cancers. We said that the United Kingdom Cancer Research Group looked at all of the cancers in the United Kingdom, 1.4 million of them over a four-year period, 2007 to 2011, and found that at least 4 in 10, maybe 8 in 10, maybe as many as 1.2 or 80% of them were due to lifestyle choices. So the question came in, if you avoid heart disease and you avoid cancer, what do you die of? And the answer isn't gunshots. The answer is, in fact, you die of frailty as you get older. And the reader, the person who emailed us, then said, if it is frailty, wouldn't I want to rather die of a cancer? Well, no, it's frailty, but you die a lot earlier. In other words, you would die, if you will, at age 75 or 80 from cancer or heart disease or stroke. But by avoiding those with lifestyle choice, you might die at age 95 or 100 of frailty. So which is better? Well, that is really a personal choice, isn't it? You have to make your own choices as to what you do. In that case, for me, living at a higher quality for longer is what I personally would do. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about one of the most interesting stories in this week's news of the week, that is nanofilters cleansing environmentally hazardous industrial byproducts. What are we doing with industrial byproducts? What are we doing with those algae that eat heavy metals? How good is the recycling process? We'll talk about that when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Mike Roizen. And, of course, Gary Ginsberg, always here. We have another great guest, I should tell you, spectacular guest coming next week. But for this week, hopefully you heard the first hour's guest of Tom France on The Hearing Doc. We'll be right back. Stay well on Radio MD.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You know, I almost feel like I should do an In Case You Missed It segment because some of the information we got was so good. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to start. I started kind of a couple weeks ago, but in case you missed it, one of the things we've learned is fast food consumption was inversely linked to lower test scores. That is, the more fast food kids had in fifth grade, and they had it as many as six times a week, those kids had a 20% reduction in the gain in their math, reading literacy, and science scores between fifth and eighth grade compared with those kids, the 29%, who didn't eat fast food at all. Is it the fast food, or is it just an association? We don't know. But there is suspecting that the fast food also contributes to obesity. That second thing, obesity, is another one of the in case you missed it. Obesity in young people could be shortening their lives by more than 8 years and storing up a future of ill health, if you will, McGill University scientists warned. McGill University in Montreal, Canada, calculated the risk of death from conditions like type 2 diabetes and heart disease associated with being overweight and obese, and the risk of your getting those if you're overweight and obese. It means that a very obese man in his 20s could expect to be in poor health from his early 50s and die around 71. We call that, in real age terms, he's about 8 years older. He dies earlier, and he has about 8 more years of disability, too. So it's not dying quicker. One of the people who smoked in our preoperative clinic told me, I got to keep smoking. I said, why do you got to keep smoking? He said, I haven't saved for retirement, and I got to die early. Well, unfortunately, this is a lousy way. Getting chronic disease saps savings. It really makes you less functional, less able to earn income. And in addition, it gives you a painful death for a lot longer. So it isn't a quick death. And it isn't a comfortable way of dying. So obesity, about an 8-year effect when you attribute, when you accumulate the effects of diabetes and heart disease. That's for people who were had a over a BMI of 30 to 35. And it's for the very obese. For 30 to 35 BMI, it was 6 years. For those who are over 35 BMI, if you will, it was 8 years older. So it goes with the degree of obesity. There always is a benefit of gaining years back. Our special guest in the first hour was Timothy France, who talked about hearing loss. 20% of Americans have it, who are adults, 20% of adults. It is 35% of those at the time they reach Medicare, and 75% of those with hearing loss don't get it treated or don't get appropriate treatment, which can lead to social isolation and a brain dysfunction because of the social isolation. He had some real easy, really appropriate things for male pattern hearing loss, which is the hearing loss that you get for being in loud noises, more common as a male. He said, one, look at the person, always do it face-to-face, always be in the same room, and always admit it if you don't hear. And if you want to get hearing aids, there are hearing aids that really are much more adaptable. Find a place that lets you return them and lets you try them for a number of weeks so that you can return them and find the hearing aid process that works for you. He also talked about a magnetic coil that you can get that is wide in Great Britain now that lets you hear specifically what a speaker is speaking without you having, that's adjusted to your hearing aid, without you getting a special device that's adjusted to your hearing aid. So this magnetic coil is one of the new things. He's, by the way, his website, thehearedoc.com, a wonderful book with a lot of really good suggestions for people who have hearing problems or for people who are friends of people with hearing problems and want those friends to get help. Another, perhaps the most important story from a longevity standpoint, but we don't know whether it'll turn out to be that way, is the molecular, there are two stories and I'll cover them both, but one is the molecular mechanism of dietary restriction may have been uncovered by some scientists at Harvard School of Public Health. They withheld, they did molecular, if you will, they went on calorie restriction with three animal species. By the way, calorie restriction in all animals but one lengthens productive life by about 50%. So calorie restriction of 15 to 30%, very hard to do, obviously, in humans. But if you're able to restrict calories to get that, you live about 50% longer if you like 22 of 23 animal species tested. Well, these did this, and then they fed back cysteine and methionine, only those, still doing calorie restriction. And when those had those amino acids, it decreased, or it actually eradicated, all the benefits of calorie restriction. So they believe that calorie restriction benefit is from restricting cysteine and methionine. We talked a little bit about how you do that and why it's a problem, because cysteine and methionine are two of the more thought to be healthful amino acids at preventing inflammation and preventing cancer. So we'll talk more about this next week. We'll try and get the author of the study online to see what his suggestions are for food choices, since the cruciferous vegetables have methionine and cysteine. But methionine and cysteine appear to, the reduction of those causes the cell to produce hydrogen sulfate seems to be what is able to protect the cell against aging, and we don't know that mechanism fully, but that's what may be at work. So this is a molecular mechanism. And the other really important story this week was one on life choices are behind at least 4 in 10 cancers, probably as many as 8 in 10 cancers. That is, by doing those 5 things, eating healthy, avoiding excess alcohol, meaning more than 2 drinks a night for men, more than 1 drink a night for women, avoiding all tobacco smoke, having a normal blood sugar, that is a blood sugar or hemoglobin A1C, the long-term way of measuring blood sugar, and having a normal cholesterol level, decreased heart attacks, strokes, and cancers by 80 to 90%. And this is again confirmed by another study this week. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where we hope you will stay well. This show is a passionate show to let you know how you can take control of your genes. Send us email questions at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s @gmail.com. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering. Stay well.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for? I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.